तो वेलकम टू ज्ञान सरोवर, वेलकम टू विहासा। आप में से यहाँ पहली बार कौन आया है ज्ञान सरोवर में? नहीं, विहासा के लिए। आई एम श्योर मेजोरिटी लोग फर्स्ट टाइमर्स हैं। गुड, एक्सीलेंट। हमको बहुत खुशी होती है जब हमें नए नए लोग यहाँ दिखते हैं, नए नए चेहरे। इसका मतलब ये नहीं हमें पुराने नहीं अच्छे लगते, बट नए लोगों का स्वागत है। नया बच्चा हमेशा अच्छा लगता है ना, छोटा सा, क्यूट सा। सो यू ऑल आर दोज न्यू विहासा बेबीज, राइट? एंड यू ऑल विल बी वंडरिंग ये लोग क्या दिखा रहे हैं, क्या हमसे करवाएंगे। एक्साइटमेंट हो रही है? आर यू एक्साइटेड और यू आर नर्वस और यू आर एंग्शियस? ओके, क्यूरियस। वेरी गुड, दैट्स एन एक्सेलेंट आंसर। दैट शुड बीन ऑप्शन शुड हैव गिवन यू ऑल एक्चुअली। ओके गुड। सो आप लोग सब अकोमोडेशन ठीक है, खाना पीना ठीक है? ओके राइट, अच्छा। ओके, सो इसके बाद एक्सपीरियंस होगा। But anyway, I think we should start because we should stick to our time. That's the most important ground rule for Vihasa activities also. We always are very disciplined about our time. We actually are running 5 minutes short of time, but we'll start. So as all of you know, Vihasa in detail, we'll be told what it is exactly, values in healthcare, a spiritual approach. So I won't go in the details of what Vihasa is all about. Let me just start with the program first. To give you a very brief introduction and to give you a very motherly introduction about Vihasa, I would now like to invite Mother, Sister Mathilda, who I said already is an infection control nurse at the Global Hospital Mount Abu. She'll be telling you about her experience and what Vihasa is for her. Yeah. Okay, so before that I would just like to all the dignitaries to come on the stage. Dr. Ashok Mehta first. Dr. Ashok Mehta basically is the medical director of the Global Hospital, not only at Mount Abu but also in Bombay. We have our BACS hospital in Andheri, and he is also the advisor, medical advisor to Janki Foundation. This program is run by Janki Foundation. We'll be telling you in brief, or Dr. Mehta will tell you actually in brief about Janki Foundation. So he's there. Secondly, Dr. Pratap Mehta, I already introduced. He is the director of the Global Hospital here, and Mother will guide you further. Okay, so the sisters would be,
let it be informal, it's okay. People are still coming.
Right. We'll do that during the...
Om Shanti. Welcome everybody. Very happy to see all of you from all over. And yes, we have conducted Vihasa program since 2005 when Abdul Kalam, the then President of India, came. We offered him this book, What You See, Values in Healthcare. And it is like, you know, a Bible for everybody. I can tell you, or the Quran for everybody. All the values what we need to use in our daily life, in our workplace, are put there in modules, which we are going to rehearse with all of us, so that we put them back into practice. Many of us have forgotten how to be compassionate. Many of us don't have time for each other to listen. And so we are going to play with the jewels which are given to us by God Almighty, the creator of all the values. All of us have them in us, but to use them on a daily basis and to be aware of them every day in our working life, that is what we are going to learn again this time when you come here. So when I started in Global Hospital, or we were trained in Global Hospital by the Janki Foundation from London to conduct these programs, I was also a little bit nervous. I was thinking, how do I put that into practice? How can I go to a department and say, I want to teach you compassion? Just imagine, they will look at you very strangely. But in the book, what you are seeing there, it's very nicely laid out how we should, again, from beginning to end, use compassion in our daily life. So I started with the laundry department. I thought that is the least, difficult, because these people I know very well, and let me try it out with them first. And it ended up so nicely, because the module can last for a few hours, or you can repeat it for a few days, that every week the laundry department put a slogan on the wall, and they said to each other, this is what we have to practice this week. Be nice to each other, listen to each other, let's do some meditation in between. All what you are learning now, you will. They will also put it into practice, and I was very happy to see the results. So that gave me courage to go on, asking the doctors and nurses and so on. And so my experience with Values in Healthcare is that I felt that is my true nature. I can be as I am because we are created like that, to use the values like compassion and positivity and peace. And so let us just experience it, let us just be ourselves and be creative with the values which is given to us by God. I introduce Dr. Mehta. He will explain to you more in details about the Vihasa program. And Dr. Pratap from the Global Hospital here, he will also participate in giving his experiences. And Dr. Manoj, he has this time taken over, I love to delegate. That is also one part of Vihasa, not to do everything yourself. We don't give lectures, we are just participating with the audience. And the people who are understanding that, they will definitely put it into practice in their own fields of where they are working. And so Manoj Bhai and Dr. Manas, where is he? Dr. Manas, the two of them have organized actually this program. So I always make sure once a year we get the seats and we get 100 places in Gansarovar for you to rest and sleep. And the rest is done by a nice team which has been expanding since 2005 all over India actually. And I'm very proud of it, very happy that we have so many facilitators. We are not calling ourselves teachers but facilitators. And so it's like a snowball effect. It's become larger and larger, and you will find it very exciting to learn it and to put it into practice in your own working field, and in your own life, and in your own family life. Yeah? Dr. Ashok Mehta? Yeah, okay. Dr. Mehta, can you come and tell your experiences?
Om Shanti. And hearty welcome to Mount Abu, to Gansarovar. And I'm very happy to see the response. And why the response is so good, because many more people now realize that our profession is at a crucial juncture. From, I would say, the department, the technology has really gripped us. Technology has taken over us, and we have been left to be manipulated by the technology. And technology is cost intensive. And when you work in a cost-intensive environment, you always try to break even or have something in reserve to develop or expand. So that attitude has taken over us. Well, the profession was of caring, and now the profession is of, really, I would say it is trying to motivate people to work more, to order more, to serve more, but only with the purpose of making money. So that's the change. That's why when we look at the newspapers, every day we hear something, some kind of discord, some kind of dissension, some kind of difficulty for the doctors to handle the patients and their relatives. Why this is happening? This was unheard, but now it is happening. We don't say that it is because of us, but because of the changing environment. And then if you look at the doctors also, the medical profession itself, the doctors and nurses are passing through a kind of burnout syndrome. They also feel stressed and pressured because the demand, the expectations of the community is increasing from us. And sometimes we try to give hope to the people which is not, I would say, related or which is not proportionate to our care.
So that also makes all the difference. So why do we talk about values? I know we all want to be masters of our own self. We want to be self-master. No one wants to be dependent. And how do we really become self-masters? In Brahma Kumaris we call it self-sovereign. That how do we really look after our own self? How do we really handle the difficult situations? We could be the masters of, professionally master of our subject. We could be a good surgeon, or we could be a good physician and good orthopedic surgeon. But to handle patients, and particularly difficult patients, particularly more demanding patients, how do we really go about? How do we really protect our own self also? Because when patients come to us, they share their negativity with us, they share their stress with us, and they leave some part of it with us also. We get infected with that stress or pressure, and we feel pressure. Not because of the work, because of our inability to cope up with the situation. So how do we really increase our coping ability? How do we really become the self-master? These 4 days are going to be an experience in itself. This is a kind of laboratory, as Sister Matilda was sharing. These are not lectures. These are like coaching you, like taking you to the core of your own values, the values which we cherish, the values which we love, the values which we care for, the values which we expect from others. We all want others to be patient with us. We all want others to understand also. We all want others to be honest with us. But when it comes to us, what happens? Sometimes we break. So how do really we look after that? The whole program is self-empowerment, I would say. It is a program for really looking after your own self. And it is also based on the basic principle. The doctors may be competent, they may be proficient, but they cannot work alone. They have to work in a team. When I look at the situation in a hospital, it's very complex. At one end you have the specialist doctors, the other end you have the housekeeping staff. You have the people who look after the security. You have the people who serve the food. But everyone has its own role to play. This is what we call, that this is how we work in a hospital, which is a team setting. We all have to work together. If the sterilization is not proper, if the housekeeping services are not done proper, our best of effort can go waste. We know hospital acquired infections are quite a challenge to us. So we all have to be caring about others also. It's a teamwork. We really need to respect the other members of the team. So all about what we learn in these 4 days, whether it is about compassion or whether it is about caring or peace or positivity, it first relates to our own self. And once we have taken care of our own self, then we can share these values with others. So the change begins with the self. And sometimes we feel self-care is something some of us don't accept. We feel we are being selfish. Self-care is not being selfish. Self-care is preparing ourselves to serve others better. When we look after our own self, then we can serve others better. We can really love others better. So this is, the whole program is based on experience. The whole program is really going back to our core values and trying to relearn why we had chosen this profession, why we had taken the pledge to be a good nurse, to be a good doctor. This is what really is expected from us. We can be the torch bearers, we can be the lighthouse, because doctors are respected a lot in this society till today also. And once a doctor says something, it really matters a lot to the patient. So if we tell the patients that okay, to be vegetarian, to be peaceful, to be positive is good for your health also. And this is what is coming these days out, that positive psychology, the affirmations like peace, happiness, integrity, they are not only good for our interaction with our patient, but they are good for our immune system also. They are good for our Department of Defense also. So when we are trying to share our peace and positivity with others, we are trying to help our own self. So in a way, this is a program for ourselves.
and for our own learning and for our own, I would say, the demystifying this spirituality. Spirituality and religion are sometimes mixed together, but in a way you would learn more about spirituality here, more about what to do, how to use spirituality into your day-to-day working life, not only in your professional life but in your personal life also. I'm sure these 4 days are going to be very rewarding for you. You will enjoy your learning here. You will enjoy your stay in this environment also. This environment is also very supportive and very positive. This environment also encourages us to go back to our own core. What is our core? To understand what is spirit and what is me, and me and mine, the difference we would be able to learn. So with these words, I again welcome you and invite you to this 4 days of nice experience of values and spirituality. Thank you.
Okay, so on demand, Kalpana Behan's demand rather, public, we have brother Niranjan from the hospital kitchen who will be singing a song. And it's a welcome song to welcome all of you. आपको बारिश ने तो थोड़ी बूंदाबांदी में वेलकम किया ना रिमझिम ने, अच्छा लगा ना इस मौसम में बारिश, वो यहाँ की खासियत है. तो अभी आपको गीत से करेंगे स्वागत.
स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम. आज तो अपने हर्ष का मिलता कहीं ना अंत है. आज तो अपने हर्ष का मिलता कहीं ना अंत है. आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है. आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है. शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम.
एवरीबॉडी क्लैप.
मंदिर सजता मूरत से और अंबर जैसे तारों से, ज्ञान सरोवर बना मनोहर परम पिता के प्यारों से. मंदिर सजता मूरत से और अंबर जैसे तारों से, ज्ञान सरोवर बना मनोहर परम पिता के प्यारों से. स्वागत और सत्कार का मौसम हो, स्वागत और सत्कार का मौसम महका चिर बसंत है. आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है. शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम. आशाओं के दीप जले हैं विश्वासों में हिले मिले सुमन सफलता के खिलेंगे साथ हमारे आप चले आशाओं के दीप जले हैं विश्वासों में हिले मिले सुमन सफलता के खिलेंगे साथ हमारे आप चले नया नहीं ये बहुत पुराना हो नया नहीं ये बहुत पुराना अपनों का संबंध है आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम स्वर्णिम युग धरती पे सजाना हम सब का संकल्प है राजयोग से ही होना अब जग का कायाकल्प है स्वर्णिम युग धरती पे सजाना हम सब का संकल्प है राजयोग से ही होना अब जग का कायाकल्प है तभी तो परिवर्तन का नारा हो तभी तो परिवर्तन का नारा हमने किया बुलंद है आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है आज तो अपने हर्ष का मिलता कहीं अनंत है आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम 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 ओम शांति गुड इवनिंग
थैंक यू सो मच निरंजन भाई सबका मूड खुशी में झूम रहा है अब और इसके साथ हम एनुअल विहासा रिपोर्ट दे रहे हैं जब तक वो आए ओके आई डिडंट इंट्रोड्यूस माई सेल्फ आई एम मनोज आई हैव बीन द वेरी ब्लैक शीप आई फील हू हैज बीन इंटरेक्टिंग विथ यू ऑल सिंस लास्ट टू थ्री मंथ्स आई नो एवरी वन ऑफ यू बाय योर ईमेल एंड योर मोबाइल नंबर बट आई डोंट नो पर्सनली सो वील कम टू नो ईच अदर एज द डे गोज टूडे एंड इन द नेक्स्ट टू थ्री डेज एज वेल बिकॉज आई यूज टू गेट मेनी फोन कॉल्स दैट क्या हमको आप अप्रूव नहीं कर रहे हो द पीपल हु आर यहाँ अप्रूव सो आप लोगों को ये दुख नहीं पता होगा जो लोग जिनको तो आप वो लकी चोजन हो बिकॉज दिस टाइम आर क्राइटेरिया आर वेरी रिजिड वी आर ओनली ट्राइंग टू रजिस्टर पीपल हु आर नॉट डॉक्टर्स बट रिलेटेड टू डॉक्टर्स एंड मेडिकल प्रोफेशन सो मेडिकल एंड पैरामेडिकल सो इट्स नर्सेज फार्मासिस्ट एंड देयर वर यू कैन सी क्वाइट अ फ्यू सिस्टर्स क्लैड इन व्हाइट एज वेल द ब्रह्म कुमारी सिस्टर्स यू कैन आइडेंटिफाई आप बोलोगे ये तो डॉक्टर्स नहीं है ये कैसे आ गए आप किसके मन में आ रहा होगा वो बट लेट मी क्लैरिफाई दैट एज वेल We are trying to train those people who can take this program forward. Because over the last 2-3 years, we have seen that sometimes at some point we feel there's a bit of stagnation. Facilitators come here, they get trained, but then there's no further output. That's what we have noticed. Just a very honest feedback I'm giving you all. So what we felt is that let doctors also register. This program is exclusively for doctors, by the way, doctors and nurses, as Dr. Mehta will tell you in detail. But we want also those people, because doctors are always busy in their life. So these people, like the sort of the nurses, I must say, the divine nurses, the one in white, they can help you all a lot. How many doctors are there over here at the moment? See, a very few chosen ones, right? Out of the entire audience, I think hardly 20% are of them. So coming back to business now, you know, in any big event or big conference or a big training program, there's an annual report which we give. So we are giving it for the first time, a Vihasa annual report. Just first two slides are very, very boring. I'll take you to this first two slides. Bear with me because there was no other way to present except for a tabular form. This is from 2017 and 18 so far, what we are going to do after this as well. We had planned this thanks to Kalpana Bhain. She asked us to go to this hospital in Udaygiri, which is a place in Udgir, in peripheral parts of Maharashtra. We did a 7-hour workshop covering all these modules. That was in Feb. Then three places in Pune, D.Y. Patil Ayurvedic College, and two other small centers in Pune. I must say small, but my experience here in Rajguru Nagar was we did Vihasa for around 100-110 medical and paramedical people. So it was like only 3-4 facilitators, so it was a bit unique experience. Then our very own annual training program which is there, which is held in Gyan Sarovar. It doesn't come once a year at the same time. It comes any time, so just be ready for the invitation. And nowadays the seats get booked like flash, so please do it fast. So Gyan Sarovar, that was the training. I'll show you a few photographs later. After that, then these two programs were really a big achievement for us, because the YCMU is Yashwantrao Chauhan Medical Open University. It's in Nasik. It's one of the open universities which caters to many training programs, and they called us for doing this 2-day Vihasa workshop. We did it in October. Sachin Parab is also, Dr. Sachin Parab, one of our facilitators. He's not here this time due to some other commitments. Subsequently, immediately in December, we had it in another Pravara Medical College, which is a rural medical college. How many of you are from Maharashtra here? Yeah? So again a few. So you would be knowing this, again medicos would be knowing it more. It's a rural medical college, but I mean when we went there, it was nowhere rural at all. It was absolutely urban. And it was all air-conditioned rooms. Everything was like the ideal setup for Vihasa. So we did all, and this was the very unique, I'll show you the unique selling point, the USP of this conference or this training program. Here the dean, Dr. Goyal, he was so enthusiastic about the program that he said, I want to do it for 3 days. We said, yeah, we'll give you 3 days. And he came out with a unique, what do you call it, the end user in the conference?
Certificate.
I'll show you the certificate. The certificate is very, very unique. Then after that, this was our first training program in Shanti Sarovar, which is going to be held on an annual basis. So people who are here who want to invite your other colleagues and friends who want to be trained again, who didn't get a chance this time, they can come for Shanti Sarovar in December. That was our first training in Shanti Sarovar. Followed by this year, then in February, there are people from Bhatinda as well, Punjab, sitting here. So I was instrumental in doing that. We did it in the main center. We have a Dr. Anurit over there sitting. She was inspired. Dr. Anurit, can just raise her hand. Good, thanks. We did a 1-day program there from 9 to 5 at the main center. There were quite a few people. Manish Bhai is also there, I think. Yeah? He disappeared somewhere. Haan, haan. Okay. Then they asked me to do it in Ambuja Cement and National Fertilizer Laboratories. We did that as well, 3-4 hours. But I think the experience was very unique. For non-medicos, the experience is very, very unique. Our main aim for going to Bhatinda was one of the nursing college principals who was trained in August last year. She was inspired and she said, mujhe apne nursing college mein karana hai. So we said, yeah. So there we go, and she called us. And she was instrumental, and that's the reason we were in Bhatinda. And our main aim was to go to nursing college Badal, which is a part in Bhatinda. And there we did the 2-day workshop. Followed by this, then we were more delighted to have it in Jagdamba Bhavan. By the way, how many of you here know what is Jagdamba Bhavan? Okay, it is one of Mamma's Yadgar. For BKs who know Mamma kaun hai. So, inka Pune mein Yadgar, Dadi Janki, recently inaugurated on 28 January this year. So, we were very lucky to have Dr. Ashok Mehta who came there, Dr. Sachin Parab, and quite a few facilitators from Bombay had come. I think by mistake it's 2 days, pardon means 1 day. Followed by this, again you can see there are so many deemed universities, medical colleges. This government medical college, Aurangabad, thanks to Dr. Reena, again where she disappeared, she's there behind. She was instrumental in taking this program to Aurangabad, so we are like all over the place now. You can't escape Vihasa, please. So we are there in every nook and corner now. And now this is the latest program of Gyan Sarovar. Let me also complete about MGM Deemed University in Navi Mumbai. As Dr. Mehta was telling about, he was actually sharing with the facilitators between 3 to 5 sessions today about a vice chancellor. So we gifted this Vihasa book. We call this Bible, Vihasa Bible. All the exercises are there in this. And we gifted it to him, and he said, He said in Marathi, why don't you just come and do all the modules for all my departments? We said, yeah, thoda dheer dhara, which means have a bit of patience, because we really have a lot of programs and we don't know when to give you dates. If we commit, we have to give you dates. So we told him we'll do it. But we did it in the dental college, and the dean also was hyper enthusiastic, I must say. She was like dancing all the time. She came here, she was taking photographs. I mean, this is a program which really makes you feel like a child. And you just open out in whatever title you may be, in whatever job title you may be. And after this, we are planning to do it in Chandigarh in one of the homeopathic medical college. Dr. Anurita, as I told you, is instrument for that. Now let's look at some visuals. This you'll enjoy more than that thing. This is that unique certificate which the dean of Dr. Goyal's dean of Loni Pravara, you can see he's there somewhere in the center. It's very minified. This is the behind page of certificate, whereby he said that hum certificate mein sabka photo dalenge, all the participants, and it's also mentioned left to right corner. And since it's a value-based program, so ये मेरा सर्टिफिकेट है, बाय द वे मैंने इसको स्कैन करके डाला है, ये मेरी वैल्यूज हैं, अभी हैं कि नहीं मुझे नहीं पता ज्यादा, बट जब उस समय लोग लिखते हैं उस समय बहुत अच्छा लगता है. एंड वेन एवर यू गो बैक एंड यू फील डिजेक्टेड, यू फील लो, यू फील एंग्री समटाइम्स एट थिंग्स, एंड यू लुक एट दिस बैक, ओ आई एम डिपेंडेबल, आई एम इंटेलेक्चुअल, आई एम सिंसियर. सो दिस इज अ वेरी यूनिक वे. ऑल द सर्टिफिकेट्स आर चेरिश्ड फॉर एवर. आई एम श्योर यू विल नेवर वॉन्ट टू लूज दिस सर्टिफिकेट. यू मे लूज द अदर सर्टिफिकेट बट नॉट दिस वन. And this is what we have tried to implement in Vihasa at some places wherever we do. So I think it was Dr. Goyal's idea. This is in Bhatinda, in one of the centers of Bhatinda. People from Bhatinda may be knowing this is the one-day program at the center. There Dr. Anurith is sitting. She's here also. Please again wave your hand. It's good to know that people in this audience are basically inspired from programs which have been done before. So therefore I'm doing that. So hope you all don't mind me again asking you all to take your hands up. This is another program, as I told you, we did it in National Fertilizer Laboratories. I like this concept because what they wrote is, this was, they had called me for 4 hours, and they just copied a personal, and you can see there, a personal and team development program. Aur unhone kya likha aage? To improve productivity. I thought, wow, we are improving productivity through this. And it's nothing to do with healthcare professionals. And basically, I pitched in on the 16th of Feb, and 12th to 18th Feb was the National Productivity Week. There you go. So I think this is all the divine plan we feel. I mean, that's what we feel, that we shouldn't say Baba, but God is just taking us here and there for different programs, and they are really matching with the places. So there you go. This was the, you know, these were all highly intellectual people, all managerial level people, so it was a bit difficult for them to open out, but finally they were laughing by the end of the day. And you can see they were, it's all Western style, they were munching and eating biscuits, having tea in between. For me, I'm used to the London style, but here in Vihasa, we usually don't eat a lot in between. But here unka nashta bashta bhi chal raha tha. Aap logon ko ye liberty nahi hai abhi. Somewhere if you do it in the West, you may have it. This is the Ambuja Cement. Again, you can see these all people are clad in their uniform, but they enjoyed a lot. Their spouses also had come. This is our very own doctor, Sachin Parab. This is the nursing college in Badal, Bhatinda. And you can't see this so much here. This auditorium was fully colorful because all the seats were of different colors, gray, red. And you know Punjabis are otherwise also very, very colorful people. So that's what Dr. Sachin Parab actually was telling them. So it's very nice and colorful. You can't see it here. These are the few sisters from the local centers there. Dr. Reena Tomar was instrumental. These are a few, not budding nurses, actually one of them is a MSc nursing. They are quite high in their position, but they again mellowed down, opened up. This is our very own Jagdamba Bhavan. I would like to invite all of you now. On 22nd of April, we are having the first annual conference of Rejuvenating Medical Minds. So whoever wants to come to Pune so far, just to see Mamma's Yadgar, is welcome. And here we have Dr. Ashok Mehta addressing the audience. That's the auditorium where usually around 400 to 500 people can sit. These are all our facilitators. A few known faces are also sitting in the audience here. And this is our jumbo team at the end. It was around 80 people. And in the background we have our own. Yes, very good. This is again, I purposely took this because this was one of the rooms where I was facilitating. It was called Malady Room of Mamma, where Mamma's, actually it's Melodies of Mamma, where Mamma's Yadgar is there. And people are just sort of opening up and doing a lot of creativity. Okay, this is again another few more. I'll just take few more minutes now. This is the NGM Dental College. Here you can see the dean. You can see the person in the tie in the center. That's me. And on the left, left or right, on this side, whatever. That's right. She is the dean. Very hyper enthusiastic. I mean, she still says, "Aap logon ne ab tak hamare yahan sirf do module karaya." I said, "Yeah, we know. We are coming to you sometime." So initially, we used to really want to conduct this program in nursing and medical colleges, and no one used to give us a response. And we have seen a paradigm shift now. People are wanting to do this program, and I'm sure it will happen. It's really the divine plan again. This is one of our sisters, Sister Sarita. Many know her. She's instrumental in conducting many mind-body medicine conferences in Pune. She's there with the team there. This is how all the dental HODs and professor level people who have come out with all this creativity. They have drawn a tooth over there. Can you see there? No pointer, sorry. And these are the, we had three magnanimous rooms, all air conditioned, so ideal place for Vihasa. This is, as I was telling when Dr. Mehta was telling you, we presented this Vihasa to Dr. Kadam in the center. He is the Vice Chancellor of the University MGM Medical College, Mahatma Gandhi Medical College University. It has everything, dental, medical. It's got 2-3 different campuses in New Bombay, Panvel, different parts of Bombay. And as I said, he told us to come there, so we'll be going there soon. Anyone from Bombay here? A few, okay. And this is the last one in Aurangabad. We did in Aurangabad Medical College. We have here one of the other sisters, Sister Donika. Many would be knowing her. She comes on the Peace of Mind television as a speaker. She's a sister, but she's a black belt. So better be away from her. Okay. And then this is also one of the air-conditioned rooms. Aurangabad was a medical college, and we were expecting a bit of... Medical college mein kaise hota hai? Government medical college mein things are a bit shabby, and you don't have air-conditioned rooms. But we had two special air-conditioned rooms, and we were able to conduct it. You can see biscuits over here again. This was chai ka time, so don't mistake it that hamesha aapko khane ke liye denge beech beech mein. Okay, this was the light lamping, and the dean over here also was quite enthusiastic. Then this is our very own Dr. Mehta and Dr. Parab conducted it in VSTM Dental College. I think Manas Bhai knows this very well. He's been conducting it for the interns here. Manas Bhai is one of my co-meta facilitator. He was a bit disappeared. He was disappeared somewhere, but obviously he was doing something. He's conducting a study on the impact of Vihasa on mental health of students, and particularly medical and I think dental also, medical and dental students. So basically for healthcare practitioners, after doing Vihasa, there are some scores in psychiatry which are used to know what is the impact. So that's what he's doing. So I think this was a very small focus group which Dr. Mehta had covered. It was all majority were female doctors, female dentists in this. And this was in Nagpur in February. I think these are those people. You can see this is the ideal environment. It should be a supportive environment where you can reflect, but also your physical environment should be equally supportive. You can't have non-AC rooms, or you can't have constantly you keep sweating all the time. So it should be something more physically also comfortable. I think there we go. Thank you so much. So now we move on to the next part of the program. I'm blank. Light lamping. So can I just invite all the dignitaries to come here? Dr. Ashok Mehta, Dr. Pratap Mehta, mother, Kalpana Devi and Rupa Behan also. And after this we introduce the facilitators for this time session. Thank you. Thank you so much all of you all for your cooperation in lighting the lamps, or the candles rather. Now we move on to our very own facilitators. You would be very curious to know who your facilitators are today. It's obviously the ones you saw. I would like to introduce, or rather to call upon them. They'll be coming here in front of you and introducing each other. How do you want to do? Introduce each other or introduce yourself? Yourself is easier, no?
Okay.
Attractive angels. That's one of the groups. By the way, for your information, there are four groups. Attractive angels, happy hearts. Achhe lag rahe hai naam? Divine deities, divya devtaen, aashirwad dene wale, and beautiful butterflies. Yeah. So we'll see tomorrow. We'll be splitting you into groups, or rather, you only will be sort of doing it, we'll do in a small exercise. But that will be tomorrow because quite a few participants are not there still. So tomorrow, I'll be announcing that later. So Dr. Reena Tomar, please come. All of you, please just come. Dr. Prabhash Sharma. And, you're not doctor, yeah, it's fine. You're a divine doctor, but. And Praful Bhai. So all of you, ek mic, the mic is there. Just introduce yourself. You're all from the group called? Attractive angels. Sade angels nahi hai. What attractive hai? Attractive, yeah. It's just A for A with that. A, attractive.
So this is a change this time. We angels are very attractive. Om Shanti. Myself Dr. Reena Tomar from Delhi. I am Associate Professor in Pathology at Maulana Azad Institute of Medical College, Delhi. And I am facilitating for last 2 years. But these 2 years of my life were very, very beautiful. And Vihasa really, really touched me. Because we practice meditation here, but the main transformation at the very, very subtle level happens with Vihasa. First with the person who facilitates. So this was a beautiful experience. And for you all who are here for the first time, I assure you, I guarantee you, you'll be having a lovely, beautiful, transforming time ahead. Welcome.
Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone. Mera naam Prabha hai. Aur main doctor nahi hu. Main डॉक्टर प्रोफेशन से नहीं हूँ मैं एज मैं एक एचआर हेड हूँ फॉरेन बैंक में. विहासा के साथ मेरा जुड़ना 2014 में हुआ और मैं ऑफिशियली नहीं जुड़ी थी. मैं आई वॉज अटेंडिंग अ सेशन ऑन कंपैशन मॉड्यूल. थ्रू दैट कंपैशन मॉड्यूल आई गॉट टच्ड विद विहासा एंड फ्रॉम दैट टाइम विहासा बिकम माई लाइफ नाउ. सो उसके बाद मैंने ऑफिशियली 2016 में मैंने ट्रेनिंग किया है. उसके बाद आई फील कि मैं विहासा के बिना नहीं रह सकती. आई लव विहासा. आई रियली लव विहासा एंड आई गारंटी यू लाइक द वे डॉक्टर रीना टोल्ड यू कि आप लोग अपनी लाइफ में बहुत बहुत चेंजेस महसूस करेंगे जब ये विहासा ट्रेनिंग करेंगे. दिस इज आई ऑल्सो गारंटी यू फॉर दैट. थैंक यू.
ओम शांति. गुड इवनिंग एवरीवन. माई सेल्फ प्रफुल भाई. आई एम चार्टर्ड अकाउंटेंट बाय प्रोफेशन. And I work in a corporate bank at Pune. I've got introduced to Virasa since last 2 years. And let me tell you friends that each Virasa sessions that I've attended, maybe as a facilitator or as a participant, each time it's a new learning for me. And I'm sure that this time will be also new learning for me. And in all Virasa sessions, first probably if I come first day, my level of happiness is so much. Then probably at the third day, it's at the rooftop. So same will be in your case. Now your smile will be this much. At the end of the 3 days, it will be so much that probably it will blast out. So warm welcome to everyone, and looking forward to see and meet every one of you all in these 3 days. Thank you.
Thank you so much, attractive angels. ये लोग तो अपनी महिमा करेंगे नहीं. कौन अपनी महिमा करेगा यहाँ के? But मैं थोड़ी थोड़ी कर लूँ जितना मुझे पता है. You know, Praful bhai is a CA bhai. Did you say that? You didn't. Okay. He is a CA and he's one of the meritorious candidates. मेरिट लिस्ट में नंबर आया था इनका. डॉक्टर रीना टोमर इज वेरी इंस्ट्रूमेंटल इन माइंड बॉडी मेडिसिन कॉन्फ्रेंसेज एंड प्रभाष शर्मा का मुझे ज्यादा पता नहीं है. सो अपोलोजाइज. ओके, नेक्स्ट ग्रुप, हैप्पी हार्ट्स. आ वेरी ओन डॉक्टर अशोक मेहता. ही इज वन ऑफ द फैसिलिटी. यू टू कम एज अ फैसिलिटेटर फर्स्ट. अ वेरी बेसिक रोल. योर ग्रुप इज कमिंग, हैप्पी हार्ट्स. यू टोल्ड अस इन आफ्टरनून यू आर फैसिलिटेटिंग. दैट्स फाइन. Then we have Dr. Preeti Madan and Datta Rokre. Yeah, if you can just. So, welcome which group? Happy Heart. So, happy ho ke karo.
Om Shanti, good evening. I am Dr. Preeti Madan. I am working as State Consultant Public Health in National Health Mission, Uttar Pradesh. Basically, I belong to Delhi. I am born and brought up in Delhi. But for the last 3 years, I have been out of Delhi working for public health. And for Vihasa facilitation, I attended first Vihasa workshop in 2015. Since then, I have been associated with it. And it is my passion. And every time I get into this Vihasa workshop, I really feel connected with myself. And we all have values, we all have all those positive virtues in ourselves, but we forget and we don't use them often. But this Vihasa workshop helps us in getting connected with those values again and implement in our life. And I feel that you would also experience the same. Thank you.
Om Shanti and good evening. I am Datta Rokde. I am from Pune and I am a corporate facilitator myself and a life coach. And I was introduced to Vihasa by Dr. Manoj, and it was in the first time in Krishna Hospital, Karad. And after that I have been assisting him in Vihasa training programs, and it was a wonderful experience listening to varied experiences of nurses and doctors and other professionals. So how Vihasa has helped them, I mean, I just come here to hear different experiences of these doctors and nurses. I just want to share one quick experience which I really liked by one nurse. She was practicing meditation, and there was one patient in coma for almost 3 months, and this one simple experiment she did. She used to play soft music, meditation music, whenever she used to come at work. And she used to come and sit with the patient and talk to him. And this patient had no clue what happened, what used to happen, or why she, what she used to come and sit and do. Absolutely clueless. And after 3 months, almost 3 months of consistent practice, this patient was out of coma. So I really like that experience, and it is just amazing to hear some miraculous experiences which you already have. So yeah, I really thank you for introducing me, Dr. Manoj, and I'm here to learn and share my learnings with you all. Thank you so much.
I'm Dr. Ashok Mehta. I'm a surgical oncologist, what you call cancer surgeon. I live and work in Mumbai and have been associated with a global hospital as a medical director. I've been associated with this program right from its inception. As a matter of fact, the first time I attended was with the main group who evolved this program in UK, and subsequently we have been running this program almost 2006, almost 12 years now. A number of programs we did. But we started our own hospital in Mumbai first, and almost most of the staff members went through this program over a period of time, and it was eye-opener. It brought so much of proximity, mutual respect, regard, love, and I would say the productivity improved, the communication improved, and the work became much smoother and easier. That was one experience of that particular hospital. And subsequently, of course, we have done this in innumerable places over a period of time. And I think we were fortunate. I had an opportunity to go to China with the group to introduce to the Chinese Medical Association there, and also to Philippines, where we introduced this program. This program has been introduced to a number of countries, almost 40, 50 countries. The book itself has been translated into several languages, including the Chinese, the French, the Spanish. and Portuguese. I also understand that one of our professors is translating this in Hindi, so it will be available to you in our own language, which may be easier to communicate to a large number of people.
Hardeep, just please get up, please. And
I would only say one thing, that this program has a tremendous impact on your personal life, professional life, as well as in the teamwork, as Dr. Pratabhai said earlier. It is the entire focus is changing from patients onto yourself, self-care. So I think those of you who are associated with the hospitals, doctors, it will be great benefit to all of you. Those who are not, you can apply the principles what you learn in this program to any other profession, whether it's a chartered accountant or any profession where there's a stress. So once again, welcome to all of you for this program.
Divine deities, Ashirwad dene wale. आज आए सब स्टेज पे अभी डॉक्टर सुजाता शर्मा देन वी हैव निलेश ब्रदर फ्रॉम बॉम्बे एंड आर वेरी ओन ट्रांसलेटर ब्रदर डॉक्टर हरदीप सिंह सो विच ग्रुप
ओम शांति नमस्ते और सत श्री अकाल मुझे विहासा के बारे में जानकारी तब मिली थी जब डॉक्टर मिड्ढा के मैं संपर्क में आया था डॉक्टर प्रताप जी तो कुछ हिंदी अनुवाद के लिए ऐसे बात चली थी तब मुझे पता चला भी हाँ इंडिया में विहासा काम कर रहा है और इसकी सुना था कि हिंदी में बहुत डिमांड है तो कार्य अभी प्रोग्रेस में चल रहा है तीन चार मॉड्यूल ही हो पाए हैं और ये मुझे बहुत ही सोलफुल प्रोग्राम लगता है क्योंकि अगर हम किसी को कहते हैं कि वैसे तो देखिए मेडिकल हेल्थ केयर वालों के लिए बना है और डॉक्टर्स की लाइफ इतनी बिजी होती है और नर्सेज तो जब पढ़ती हैं ना उनको संडे को भी आउटिंग नहीं मिलती है तो वो इतनी बिजी होती हैं कि खप जाती हैं अपनी ड्यूटी करती करती जैसे कहते हैं ना अभी तिलों का तेल निकल जाता है तो मेडिकल प्रोफेशन वालों का तो तेल वैसे ही निकला होता है तो उनको हेल्दी बनाने के लिए उनको शक्ति भरने के लिए उनकी सोलफुलनेस के लिए उनकी माइंडफुलनेस के लिए कि वो पेशेंट को देख करके चिढ़ ना जाए मतलब पेशेंट के मददगार बने पेशेंट को उसके दर्द से उसकी तकलीफ से बाहर लेकर आए ताकि उसकी जो इलाज है वो बहुत जल्दी हो जाए तो बेसिकली तो ये हेल्थ केयर वालों के लिए प्रोग्राम बना था अभी हमारे इंट्रोडक्टरी सेशन में डॉक्टर मेहता ने भी इसी बात पर बल दिया था लेकिन खाली डॉक्टर और नर्सें ही नहीं थकी हैं हर प्रोफेशन वाला थका हुआ है तो ये सबको चाहिए तो अब जैसे पॉजिटिविटी है पॉजिटिविटी हर प्रोफेशन में चाहिए अब नेगेटिविटी वाला बंदा तो फिर किम जोंग की तरह होगा रोज कहेगा मेरे पास बटन है उधर ट्रंप कहेगा मेरे पास बड़ा बटन है तो इन सबको जरूरत है वैल्यूज की और ये जो प्रोग्राम है वैल्यूज वाला ये हमें खुद को तलाश देखो ये एक व्हाट्सएप पर ना बड़ा पॉपुलर है कि दुनिया की तलाश तो आप गूगल पर कर सकते हैं है ना पर खुद की तलाश के लिए विहासा है तो अगर खुद को तलाश करना चाहते हैं तो विहासा एक बेस्ट चीज है जिससे आपको पता लगेगा कि आप कहाँ खड़े हैं क्योंकि हम भी अपने ऊपर ना बहुत सारे चेहरे उड़ लेते हैं मैं कॉलेज में जाऊंगा बाय प्रोफेशन मैं रिटायर्ड प्रोफेसर हूँ हिंदी का
हरदीप भाई सॉरी हमको थोड़ा देर हो रही है मेरी तनी शॉर्ट ऑफ टाइम
ओम शांति
इंट्रोडक्शन है आपने अपना इंट्रोडक्शन दिया
हाँ मेरा नाम हरदीप है और मैं रिटायर्ड प्रोफेसर हूँ हिंदी का ओम शांति
थैंक यू सॉरी टू इंटरप्ट एंड इफ यू कुड जस्ट स्पीक इन इंग्लिश बिकॉज वी हैव अ फ्यू फॉरेनर्स आल्सो सो
ओम शांति आई एम सुजाता आई एम अ क्लिनिकल साइकोलॉजिस्ट बाय ट्रेनिंग एंड बाय प्रोफेशन एंड प्राइवेट प्रैक्टिस आई कम फ्रॉम दिल्ली एंड आई हैव बीन एसोसिएटेड विद विहासा डूइंग प्रोग्राम्स फ्रॉम द टाइम आई गॉट ट्रेन इन 2016 And we had some wonderful opportunities in Delhi to do Vihasa with a lot of doctors and medical professionals in Delhi. All I can say is that, jaise Praful bhai keh rahe the, that you know your smile is like this, it'll get bigger. So you will also start flying by the time you finish because like I have seen the energy levels really go up. Even for us as facilitators, the day 1 to the day 3, 4, we are really up there. And especially where group dynamics and bonding are concerned, I think you all get to know each other so well, bond, you have your networks, you can take it forward to other areas. So I think it's going to be a wonderful journey. All I would say is that some of the activities are going to be fun, play and all that, but don't just take it as fun and play, go deeper and see the depth and the meaning behind each of those activities, because that's what you need to take back and that's how the change happens. So enjoy yourselves and welcome to our group.
Very good evening to all of you. Myself Nilesh Goyal, by profession I am into corrosion. I am a corrosion expert and working in oil and gas field from last 15 years. And currently I am working with Reliance in one of the mega project, which is the world's largest project in India, Grassroot Refinery. This Vyasa principles, I applied it to the engineers at site level and saw tremendous results. Why? The basic rule is, just I will say in one word, is you experience. Experience is the biggest authority, which has been taught to us in our Gyan. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I would just request the other group people to be a bit more brief. We hardly have 20 minutes. We were supposed to at least give Dr. Mehta for the introduction at least 30-35 minutes. Well, last group, what is the name of the group? Beautiful Butterflies, not only Butterflies. So beautiful Dr. Brijesh Singhal. Then Sunaina Behen from Om Shanti Retreat Center, Delhi, and from Chennai, Shiva Ramakrishna Bhai. So butterflies, come flying. And be a bit brief. Yes.
Om Shanti. Myself Sunaina Behen from Om Shanti Retreat Center, the largest retreat center of Northern India. And I'm a dedicated sister currently there serving. And I'm happy to be in this group, Beautiful Butterfly, because it reminds me of my senior, one of our seniors. Because when I was in college, I used to wear colorful dresses. So when I go to meet my senior, he always used to smile and say, "Come butterfly, come butterfly." So it just reminds me about him. And I'm here to catch the values, colorful values from you all, and also spread the values, the colorful values to you too. Thank you.
Om Shanti and good evening. I'm Shiva Ramakrishnan from Chennai. I think like I'm the one who's coming from the tip of India. And I'm a trainer by profession, a trainer and self-care expert to say. And I'm working with Apollo Hospital and in training department. Vyasa, I was introduced in the year of 2015, if I'm not wrong, in Gyan Sarovar. And I had good 2014 with my Manas brother and me attended same. And then it was like in Tamil Nadu, I could help many with this. Many programs we conducted half day, one day. And every time I come to facilitate, just to learn a lot by meeting people, by exploring values, I learn a lot. So let's learn together. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I am Dr. Brijesh Singhal from Gwalior, consultant urologist. Only two things I would like to tell you. Number one, this is the only part of this whole program where we are speaking and you are listening. Now onward, this won't happen with you. You will speak, only we will listen. Okay, so this all will be compensated.
That's so typical of a facilitator.
they are thinking it's a very serious program. It's all full of fun and activities. Nothing serious like that. All speeches will be finished today only.
I just want to add to him, like we have a lot of fun here. It is not you're not going to sit in a very grip atmosphere, or you're not going to be a student here. It's more of fun. We are going to celebrate. We are going to have lot of smile, lot of laughter, and it is every time after the session we are so charged up. So we are going to enjoy.
Second thing, let me complete. Today is the only day when we can speak. So the second is, my group name is Beautiful Butterflies. You know, when we say butterflies, you need not to add beautiful. Butterfly means beautiful. But we have added but what is beautiful. So that you will have to find out in next 3 days, what is so beautiful about these butterflies. Okay? So this is an homework for our group. See you tomorrow morning.
Thank you so much. He's speaking of the inner beauty, which is nothing but your inner values. Thank you so much, all the facilitators. Yes, I know, Manas bhai. Thank you. Okay, now without much ado, we just have actually a very little amount of time. But I would now like to request Dr. Ashok Mehta to do justice in this short amount of time on the introduction. All about Vihasa in detail.
Om Shanti. And good evening to all of you. Welcome to the Gyan Sarovar and to the special training program on the values in healthcare, a spiritual approach. As you will notice, the most important part that this is a personal and team development program for healthcare professionals, but this could be applied to any other profession, as many of the people said earlier. I call it a paradigm change in medical training. All of us, when we are trained to become doctors, nurses or healthcare professionals, our focus is on improvement in diagnosis and treatment of a disease of a patient. The patient is the center of our activity. Here we have paradigm change. The activity now, the entire program is focused on the healthcare professionals themselves. If you have a healthy healthcare professional, obviously he'll deliver the best healthcare. So I think that's one of the fundamentals. Second thing, this program was developed by keen observation of Dari Janki, who is the chief administrator of the Brahma Kumaris. Dati Janki used to be in London for almost more than 30 years. She went in 1974 and stayed there for a long time. And during her multiple visits to the hospitals to see some of the patients, she found that those who worked in the hospitals were subdued. They didn't have the enthusiasm that they were doing such a fantastic job of curing the patients. And she realized that this was because of stress of the profession and the burnout. So she suggested to the group who used to be Rajyogis, and they were also doctors, nursing professionals, educational professionals, a small group of 9 people, that why don't we do something to help this profession? And they had almost a year, multiple meetings, brainstorming sessions, and they came up with this program. They found the solution to the issues facing the professionals, spiritual dimension of the whole person, medicine, integration in training and education was necessary. That was the first thing. They found that people were too focused on small areas. It was their lost track of the whole person medicine, which is more of a concept in alternative medicine. And they developed a flexible modular program for personal and team development. And there were 4 focused areas, or the key areas. One was the values. Second was the holism, the whole person medicine. Third was the positivity. Fourth was the spirituality. We're going to look at each one of these separately. Values, identify and apply the core values in healthcare. I think most of you who have been associated with Brahma Kumaris know the core values, the seven values which we will talk about this. Remind ourselves of values which motivated and guided us at the onset of our careers. I think this is a very important thing. That was the first childhood. We have to come back to the second childhood to go through the excitement of being a doctor or a healthcare professional and bring new vitality to our profession and practice by reflecting on the values which brought us to this profession in the first place. And we also assist others to rediscover the personal values. This is why you are here for this program. And this is a beautiful program. It has series of structured exercises, activities and meditations. Now, this is a very important to understand what a structured exercise means. The questions will be very simple, but the effect will be profound at your inner level, at the level of the mind. And it's going to bring about a qualitative change in your thinking, a qualitative change in your life. Second principle of the holism is actually a counterbalance to our technological advances. Like, I am highly professional surgeon. I would only be attending conferences and meetings of a small area of surgical oncology called head and neck. And in that also I would go in super speciality. I think each one of us aims to become the best in our field. In the bargain, we have lost the contact of the whole person medicine. I think this is, this is a counterbalance, and I think this has a lot of importance to all of us. This word of holism was introduced by John Smuts, who was Prime Minister of South Africa, when Mahatma Gandhi was jailed in South Africa. And Mahatma Gandhi actually was jailed, and he made a sandal, chappals, for Smuts. It's very interesting, and he gave it, which he preserved for many, many years. An all-inclusive approach to living that pays attention not only to the physical, but also to mind, body, and spirit. And both in cultivating the health and treatment of the disease. So, benefit of this healthy healthcare professional to patient care is prime consideration. If you have a healthy doctor, he will treat a patient much better than a burnt out doctor. The third criteria is a positivity, which is one of the principles of this entire program, is based on appreciative inquiry. And this has been used in teaching, learning, consulting and discovery by all professionals. A process building which works well in organization and individual practices. So those of you who are trainers, for you, this is a great program. You can use it in everywhere. It works for a broad range of participants, which you, all of you are here, and structured questions are based on appreciative inquiry. They've kept language very simple. And one of the things that we always talk when we conduct this program, throughout the program, we don't have a criticism. Otherwise, criticism is a way of teaching in medicine. You criticize everything. And I think this is a paradigm change again. And take a positive approach, add up positivity to reflect in the entire material of Vyasa. So positivity, you look at positivity, and positivity is actually the introduction to Brahma Kumaris Raj Yoga. If somebody asked me, please tell me one thing about Brahma Kumaris, I said, that is the school of positive thinking, nothing else. People talk of various things, but I talk of positive things. I think that's a great thing. And spirituality is inseparable link between the mind and body. We know today that most of the diseases which are threatening the mankind, whether it's heart disease, blood pressure, cancer, psychiatric disorders, diabetes, all are stress-related, and they are inseparable link between the mind and the body. And therefore, this program has a lot of significance. At the best, we can call a mystery, and at worst, it's a problem, the stress. Okay. I think it has a lot of relevance to nursing care, hospice movement, etc. The spirituality, the meaning, if one has to say it in many ways, but using inner resources of peace, love, positivity and compassion, healing the self and others, it has a great impact on our own lives and those of others around. All these qualities are expressed through our thoughts, the feelings, the attitudes and our actions in day-to-day life. We learn better communication with the patients, and this obviously this helps in rejuvenating within us and gives meaning and purpose to our lives. Most of us went to the medical colleges. We say, did we get the values somebody taught us, or we just got it by the environment? I would say that I think most of us, we picked it up from our mentors, our seniors, our colleagues and so on, or even in our own family. Everyone has a hero and a heroine. In my times, I was born in mid-30s, and India's independence movement was at the peak, and all of us as children saw Mahatma Gandhi as the father of the nation, and we believed in everything that he did. And one of the things about him, he had a great love for those who were suffering. Here's a picture, Mahatma Gandhi attending a Sanskrit scholar whose name is Pachure Sastri, and he was suffering from leprosy. He was turned away by his family, and before he died, he thought he'll go to Sevagram and have darshan of Mahatma Gandhi. He goes there and he was not permitted to enter the ashram. But the message was sent to Gandhi that there's a Sanskrit scholar suffering from leprosy. He has come and he wants to have your darshan. Gandhi, he goes and takes this man and takes him in the ashram, much against the protest that the other ashramites did at that point. The leprosy at that point was considered a disease which could infect others, and there was no medication at that point of time. And Gandhi used to attend to him personally. This is a picture which was put on a stamp, the postage stamp, and with the title in 1959, Cancer is Curable. So that was the impact Mahatma Gandhi had on all of us. This was another very famous man, Albert Schweitzer, who won 1952 Nobel Prize for Medicine, Peace Prize, as a matter of fact. And he said something very interesting, that he was his philosophy of reverence to life. He said he was atoning. He was German, and Gabon was a French colony. He wanted to become a priest, and then he decided to take to medicine. He was a very talented man, a musician, a philosopher, a writer, and then he takes to medicine to go to Gabon in Central Africa and spent his entire life to treat those who were sick. And he said he was atoning for the sins of the white races in Africa. To me, this was my mentor, Dr. Ernest Borges, for his dedication, hard work, humane, and compensation and compassion. I learned my surgical oncology from this gentleman. I was like a shadow for 6 months. The values, which are important principles of life that make life, I would say, not valuable, invaluable. They help understand the purpose of our life. Why did we come to the profession? For that matter, why did we come to this world? What is our purpose of life? All of us, in words of Rajneesh, we are like a wave of an ocean, rises and drops before it knows. It is like a breeze which comes from nowhere and just disappears. It's like the first, it's like a dew drop first rays of the sun and it goes away. Our life is so small, and we still have so many ambitions in life, so many things we want to do. And in the bargain, we lose part of our values. Values are the innate qualities of the soul, which are defined here, 7 innate qualities. I think most of you have taken the Gyan, and therefore I think all of you are very familiar with the qualities of the soul. So innate qualities, the knowledge, the purity, the love, the peace, the happiness, the bliss and power. So many times we get confused with the definition of virtues. What are the virtues? When we say values are beliefs, virtues are qualities and virtues are actions. What you do reflect your value in terms of quality and the action. And concentration of positive personality traits within us are our virtues. Professional practice depends on the training, the skills, the attitudes and experiences. Here we have many values which bring new vitality to our practice and help others in rediscovering their own personal values. It's very nicely said that we've forgotten that taking care of people is the greatest honor we could have as healthcare professionals. Many times people equate the amount of work that doctor and nurse puts in and the returns that he gets in terms of maybe monetary returns. People forget that this is the greatest honor that we have, that we have the privilege to take care of the sick. Well, most of us look at what we do and what we say in the outside world. However, the effect is it's the internal world with which we are not very familiar. This is what we introduce in this organization as what we call mind-body medicine, but here we are talking of the mind, the intellect, and the personality. These three areas which are subtle and not seen. What we call the soul or the spirit is reflected in these three qualities. The mind, which is one which creates the thoughts, the desires, the attitudes, the emotional feelings, the visions, all that is created in I think nanoseconds in the mind, and then communicated after screening from the intellect to the words and actions. It is the outside world. What we hear and see is what a man thinks inside the mind. And this is the whole program, is bringing this mind to make it positive, to make it peaceful, to make it appreciative. And I think these are the things which we should understand, that this is the mind which creates the thought. It is intellect which screens it. It is a judgmental, and it decides what thoughts should be put into words and actions. The most important thing about these thoughts, as we create innumerable thoughts, more than 30,000 thoughts in a day. Now, in this torrential thoughts that we have, what are the ones which we are going to use for our day-to-day activities and our interactions? I think that's where the intellect comes in. And at some point, it can so happen that we become almost mechanical in creating our thoughts and actions, that our intellect almost remains by the side. And these are some of the things that happen is in personality. Sorry. We have certain qualities which are feedback into our system, and we develop our personality traits. And these are very important, what we call sanskar. That because that comes not only from this birth, but on the previous birth as well. And every action that we do also creates our personality traits. So I think what we need to do throughout the our training program here is to keep our mind positive and mind peaceful and concentrated and think positively. Traditional trainings we have talked about, I don't think we should go into that. But if traditional trainings fail to give us calmness and compassion, we are all short of time, we need to earn money, desire for status, and therefore we have almost overlooked it. The three key principles on which this program has based, the first key principle is physician, heal thyself. A health care professional is at the center of this program, and the most important part is self-care and personal development to increase the morale, to restore the purpose of a life, the vision and the values, and to prevent burnouts and to make life more enjoyable. I think that's very important. The second key principle is learning through direct experience. I think this is an experience, your program. The most important thing that you will enjoy tomorrow is not only a time for yourself, talking to yourself, but also sharing your experience with your partner and the group. In a group, in an atmosphere of confidentiality and positivity. I think this is what we call facilitated experiential program. The facilitators will only facilitate, will introduce you to the exercise, but then it is you who will use your personal experiences of going within yourself through reflection, meditation, visualization and other methods, which is very important. And the most important thing is that the entire atmosphere will be supportive. And the third key principle is it is relevant to your work and personal life. So whatever you practice and you learn here, you can take it back to wherever you are working or in your professional or personal life. You will also create a healing environment and high quality care when you return to your place. The entire program is broken up into 8 modules, and each module takes almost 8 hours of mentoring. So if one has to carry out this program, you must have 8 days from that group, maybe at different times. But many times people are short of time and we shorten the program, and that actually may do the damage to the essence of the program, which is personal empowerment and team development. The first is most important is the values about which we are going to talk here, which you gain strength through this motivation and the values. The next is the peace, which brings benefit of remaining calm and peaceful. The positivity. Each one of these modules has a specific purpose. We won't go into detail. But the most important thing is, whenever you have anything, any activity you want to do, you must have the tools to do it. And here we have 7 spiritual tools. The meditation, the visualization. Meditation is concentrating on your mind, making your mind quiet and peaceful and positive. I think this many exercises would have meditation in them. The visualization is again have a good imagination to create all the beautiful scenes in front of your eyes or sounds or experiences through the visualization. Reflection is looking at yourself. In the mirror, you reflect, go within yourself and look at your personal experiences. And appreciation is based on appreciative inquiry. Everyone enjoys appreciation and likes it. The listening the deep listening, most of the problems can be solved if you give a peaceful and patient listening to a patient. You can make a diagnosis straight away, and most of the problems can be solved. The creativity and playfulness is bringing into factor the right brain activity. Most of us who are left brain scientific, rational, logical, we have forgotten the right brain, which is more creative, musical, poetic, and which has painting and so on, those fine arts. And therefore, in these programs, each one of these exercises would have some area of one of these learning tools that you'll be using. This was the program introduced in China many years back. These are the programs done in various institutions which have been shown to you earlier. Yeah, the great advantage of this program is in professional life. It sets professional standards and course of practice, helps to resolve ethical issues, manage the workload, expectations, and change more effectively. Most of us, we have to live through changes, fast-changing technology, fast-changing methods of thinking. I think this helps us tremendously. And we work better in teams with cooperation, improve the quality of our relationships within the community and communications at all levels. I think this is a great professional benefit that we receive when we do this program. At personal level, we build self-esteem, renew the sense of purpose, renew the enthusiasm and vitality. Everyone said the names were beautiful, butterfly and flying angels and so on. This is a real program in which you have renewing your enthusiasm and vitality. Second childhood, learn painting and sit on the floor and do the beautiful exercises, create skits and programs, and act in small roles. Consider self-care as essential of a well-being and good patient care. Most important to me is myself. I think it's not being selfish, but a very important issue most of the time when you want to prevent burnouts and diseases is a self-care. Cope better with stress and prevent burnouts. At organizational level, which is most of the organizations want, they want to introduce positive value based on change in healthcare environments because it improves the staff recruitment and retention. Most of the places, you lose the staff because you don't look after them. And it's very difficult to get trained human resources. Those of you, I think some of you are working in human resource development programs. I think this is the best program that one can ever have. Better provide better support to staff, boost morale, and most important, enhance performance and cost efficiency. Everyone wants to save more, make more back, more money. And educational level, we introduce holistic educational program, opportunities for learning, the new caring skills, enhance reflective practices, and personal development programs. Develop spiritual approach. It's a long journey between human being and being human, and we must become human beings with a lot of humaneness. I think that is the purpose of the entire program, launched in Gyan Sarovar by the then President A.P.J. Abdul Kalam. This program would be a small, one small change can have an enormous impact on your personal and professional life. It can have a tremendous ripple effect. I think that's the essence of the whole thing. We have done this in numerous countries, this program, and I'm sure that you will have an enjoyable stay for next 4 days. You will be a good trainer. The best part is that we will be introducing one day the training, but the next 2 or 3 days you will be practicing it here, and we would be only a part of a supervising team. and you will enjoy your stay here. I'm sure that this is a long program in which there are many, many aspects. And I'm sure that I can't introduce everything, but this is a bird's eye view of what you're going to have. 8 modules, 7 tools, and a whole life to practice. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Dr. Mehta, for sticking on to time. Exactly 30 minutes. You notice that? Okay. So, with this, we would end the session now. But before that, a few important announcements. How many of you are new to Brahma Kumaris? To their lifestyle, to their schedule? If you can raise your hands properly. So, a very few of you all. Okay. You know, we start our day very early. I hope you know that. It's optional. We have early morning meditation that is called Amrit Vela meditation at 4 a.m. So if you can just spare your these 3-4 days, sleep early and get up early so as you can recharge yourself. All these values which you have been listening to the entire Vihasa introduction. You can sort of develop those values more if you can do the Amrit Vela meditation properly. So Amrit Vela meditation is held in Harmony Hall. Where you will be going shortly now. I'll tell you about that later, where it is. So that's 4 to 4:45 a.m. Meditation, Amrit Vela meditation. Yeah, this was. In the meditation, yeah, so I'll tell them later after. Second thing is your people who are new to Raj Yoga meditation, I'm sure you would be interested in knowing what is Raj Yoga meditation, right? Curious, interested in knowing. So we have sort of kept a 3 or 4 day basic Raj Yoga meditation course, which will be from 6:30 in the morning to 8 a.m., 1.5 hour session. That will happen here in this. This is room number 8. All of you just note down. So 6 for tomorrow. We'll be telling you on a daily basis if it changes. So for tomorrow it is room number 8, 6:30 to 8. Amrit Vela meditation, Harmony Hall, where you're going now for meditation. And the third thing is, Harmony Hall we are going right now to collect some godly gifts. You'll be getting some godly gifts. And before that gifts and all that, we'll be having a bit of meditation there first. Also, no? Okay, directly godly gifts over there. So that is the same place where you have to come in the morning for your... Okay, that's what you're saying. I'm so sorry. Okay, I just confused it. Now, meditation, there's something called Meditation Hall. It's... Harmony Hall is big. I think many of you have seen when you enter this and come onto right side, the training center. And there's another small room on the right hand side on the corner. It's called Meditation Hall. Someone will be escorting you all. One of us will be doing that. So don't worry about that. So you all have to go there now for getting the godly gifts. So if we can proceed there. And we'll see you tomorrow here. What time for your group distribution? No, 9 o'clock your session start, my dear. So you have to be in the groups before that. So 8:30. 8:30 Indian Standard Time के हिसाब से मैं बोलना नहीं चाहूँगा, but 8:30 का थोड़ा सा आगे हो जाता है. Come by 8:30 sharp order. Okay, 6:30 to 8 is your Raj Yoga meditation course tomorrow here. Your first activity is 4 o'clock in the morning. I know it's optional. We are just trying to be a bit more polite, but if you can come for that, it's good. Yeah, no, you can freshen up before because it will be very rush after, yeah. So freshen up before 6:30. 6:30 to 8 you come here, 8 to 8:30 breakfast, and 8:30 again here. And if you can get up for Amrit Vela meditation, you can. That's optional, don't worry. So we can now, thank you so much for all your participation and being there. Okay, one more piece of information for people who are going. It is a bit of change. Your meditation course will be at 6:30 to 8 in the Harmony Hall, which is the hall in front of Meditation Hall. Yeah, we'll be taking you there now. So we are going there. And then you have to go for your dinner, which we call Brahma Bhoj, in room number, it is the second floor dining on the top. It's written over there, room number 7. And then you can retire early, so you can come at 4 o'clock. All the best. Have a nice sleep. Good night. That's what we always do. We always remember God for 1 minute, 1 minute silence, and then we'll depart.